This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. With Everard Tiger and Who Knows Wins. Visit whoknowswins.com or download their app today. Who Knows Wins is an app that you can bet amongst yourselves, your friends, your family in a safe environment. And best of all, you can bet against us, the 100% LCFC content team. From October, we will be using the Who Knows Wins app to bet amongst ourselves and you guys, the fans, the 100% LCFC fans. Do you think you have what it takes to beat us, the 100% LCFC team? Try it. Download the app today. Who Knows Wins. Welcome to the show today. It's the Luton preview as well as talking back about the Spurs game live on Love Sport Radio. It's me, Lee Chapman here. Give me a follow at Lee_Chappie. We are here today for the 100% LCFC Leicester Fan TV YouTube channel and also on your podcast platforms, SoundCloud and iTunes. Make sure you subscribe on any of the platforms you are watching or listening to this source material. Hope you enjoy the stuff. Like I said, this is live on Love Sport Radio in a short moment.
This evening, Lee, great to have you on the show. Are you a little bit nervous taking on Luton? Could it be a bit of a banana skin for Brendan Rodgers' men?
It depends on what squad's picked, doesn't it? You know, these League Cup ties, the big boys always tend to try not to play their full squad because they always focus on the Premier League these days, which is, I think, is still quite bad because it's not the cup sort of excitement out for me. We've won the League Cup before. I prefer to run for the FA Cup out of the two. I don't know what squad he's going to play today. It's going to be an interesting one tonight.
Yeah, well, I want to get your take on this because with the best will in the world, Leicester are looking good. And hey, you know what? I'm a United fan and I think you're probably better than us. And there's that chance, isn't there, of just maybe sneaking into the top four, sneaking into the top six, etc., etc. But realistically, you're not going to win the league. And if you're not going to win the league, would you not rather try and go all out for some silverware? Would you hope that Brendan Rodgers doesn't play a weakened team this evening?
I mean, you just said about the silverware, but I think these days the top four is classed as silverware for most clubs because Champions League football is a big target, isn't it, these days?
Hey, Lee, I make you absolutely right with the squad that they've got and the attacking threats that they've got.
Unbelievable.
And with that that scraggy centre-back you've signed, so you've got it to replace Maguire, that looks to me like a decent...
We don't need Maguire anymore.
No. Who is he? Scraggy head. The one with all scraggy hair.
The Turkish Poyol. He's the Turkish Poyol, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, with the threat that they've got with Madison and the lad from Newcastle and Perez, midfield player who plays like Kante.
Oh, you're on about Ndidi, yeah?
Oh, yes, what a player
indeed.
He is.
Yes, indeed.
What a player he is. And what a right back as well. Ricardo, is it?
Yeah, unbelievable down the channels. He does both jobs all in one. You know, he's the complete winger that you want. He's the left back. He's right back, right wing, right forward. Sometimes he can hit a ball as well. You know.
Yeah, and the left back, what a good player he is, Chilwell.
Well, Chilwell's turning. It's just maturing more and more and more. I met him a couple of years ago, and when he first came into the forefront with Leicester, and he's just matured. Because I think it's because of the England camp that he's really matured. To be honest,
I think you're right. When Patrick's saying about silverware, I think that top four, they're a far better team than Man United. I think they're right in there, and with Brendan, I think four. Or even three, third place. I think they can aim that high. They are that strong for me.
Well, I think Man United were there for the taking.
They're rubbish.
We really should have beat you guys there, I think, personally. We've got a bad record at Old Trafford as it is. We've only got one win in our history there. And I think that was definitely the game we should have got something out and we didn't.
Can I just ask from you know, because I'm a United fan, obviously, and it does seem now like teams are rocking up to Old Trafford and that aura's gone, that fear's gone.
Yeah.
Just talk to me about how, because you, you know, watch a lot of Leicester and you've seen them over the years. So the difference now, when you come up against a team, the Manchester United team, what is the difference mentally for you as fans as opposed to how it was, I don't know, what, 8 years ago, 9 years ago?
It's the brick wall, isn't it? The brick wall's been knocked down, you know. The three little pigs, you know what I mean? The wolves blew that house down now for most of the, I'd say, the top 10 in the league, are more than capable of taking Manchester United on at their own ground these days. It's just the way, I don't know, it's just the way it's gone. I suppose, I don't want to say that you've had your day, but it does happen, you know. Look at Leeds United. They were huge when I was a kid, and they're probably, granted, they're huge fan base still following, but I mean, they're not up the top, are they? You know, where they should be, sort of thing. Yeah. I think that goes on throughout the years. I think there's just different teams that go up and down in the top six, I suppose. And now's the time for Leicester to shine, I think.
At the end of the season, will Harry Maguire be thinking, I wish I'd never left Leicester?
I think he's thinking that now, to be honest.
Yeah, because
what, direct, would that couple of million in the bank account? He's fingered it.
Well, the thing is, he's a Blades lad. And to come out and say that he was always supported Man United as a kid, I think that's just utter tosh, to be honest. I think that was just a marketing move for himself, and that's it.
Right.
It is amazing, isn't it, how many players sign for Manchester United and it turns out they supported them as a kid. It is bonkers.
Yeah, one other thing I was going to ask you. What about Jamie Vardy? He seems to have reignited. He seems to have got the spark and the speed back into his game. What's happened with him? Because he looked like he could have been on a decline.
Yeah, well, there's two things. Three things. First of all, Claude Puel. He didn't play him correctly whatsoever. Granted, Claude Puel did something that no other manager after Claudio Ranieri dared do, which was change the way that Leicester play. Because Leicester were just relying on a counter-attacking system from when we stayed up, winning the league, and after it. And we were found out. And that's why Claudio Ranieri lost his job. That's why Craig Shakespeare lost his job. And ultimately, unfortunately for Puel, he was the guinea pig to try and change the mould. And he did change the mould, because we're now more possession-based team than we've ever been. But he unfortunately got sacking for that. And since that, Jamie Vardy's found more form with the attacking threat that we now play. I think also the fact that he's got rid of his England career, so he hasn't got to travel on the rest, you know, on that rest break. He doesn't travel and sit on the bench. He's no need to. At nearly 33 years old, he doesn't need to do that. And the last but not least is the fact that he, I don't know if you've seen this, he's currently the fittest he's ever been in his career, ever. The lowest heart rate he's ever had in his footballing career at nearly 33 years old.
Wow, he's probably cut out the Red Bulls and chewing tobacco, has he? Do you reckon that's what it is? That was an iconic image, was that England squad when they got off the bus and he had a massive bottle of Red Bull and a load of chewing tobacco. And he was just like, yeah, that's me. That's
he's
me.
A lad.
Yeah.
He's a lad, though, isn't he? He's from league, you know, he's from lower league stuff. You know, he's just a lad.
But I think he's probably reaping the benefits from an improved diet and coming away from England and focusing now only on Leicester. And I think he could probably also feel that there's something special happening at Leicester.
Yeah.
And with a bit of discord at Spurs with their manager, we don't hear anything about Leicester. It's all kept under the radar. It's all kept very quiet. It seems that Liverpool and Man City are the top two, but everywhere else it looks like it's discord amongst the clubs and the managers and the players. But Leicester, it seems powerful. And I'm really pleased for everybody since their chairman, God bless him, what happened, and his son's taken over, and it seems now that he's taken up again to another level that can challenge the top two.
Well, here's the thing was that with the owner, you brought up a good point about that. Was I seen a video yesterday with a Newcastle fan that spotted Mike Ashley in London, and it was you might have seen it, it might not, but it went viral last night. That you know, had enough of you, get out of our club, you're ruining our club. Not one Leicester fan, not one in the world would ever even think that, let alone say that to our owners. Our owners don't just look after our club, they look after our city, they look after our hospitals, charities, you name it. And I think because of that, we've taken them in as our own. And since since this is all happening, the ambition and belief of the club is just through the roof. Everyone's behind it. Everyone's backing it. The city's behind Leicester City Football Club. Mm. You don't have to be a fan of Leicester to be behind it. The city's behind them.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what you need. As an owner, that's all you need. Yeah.
You know what? I just think, actually, for any neutral, Leicester, bizarrely, is actually a pretty cool club. Like, it is just quite a cool club. You've got your characters in there like your Jamie Vardy's. You've got a manager like Brendan Rodgers, who's had criticism in the past of being a bit of a David Brent style figure, you know. But you've got your owners who, look, obviously what happened there was a tragedy, but they are your kind of more maverick individuals as well, and they do a lot for the community. You've got the rock star support base in Kasabian. It's just a cool club to be a part of, I think, Leicester, actually. And certainly, I think every neutral kind of wishes them their success. But just lastly, Lee, I want to get you on Brendan Rodgers specifically. Where do you think he ranks currently in terms of Premier League managers at the moment?
Well, he's got to be in the top where Leicester are right now. You know, Leicester is sitting in the top four, and I think Rodgers is the same.
Mm. Mm. Interesting stuff, right?
He's got to be, isn't he?
Well, I suppose so. Right, I need a predicted score from you tonight, Lee. Luton, you're travelling to Luton. 7:45 kickoff, League Cup, third round, Luton versus Leicester. Score, hit me.
They've lost two on the bounce, and we've just beat Spurs off a great win. I'm going 2-0 to the Foxes.
Whoa, good shout. All right, we'll see how we go. I think we're going to get a few Luton callers, but thankfully you'll be off the line by then, Lee, so don't worry about that, my good man.
Lee, have a great night, Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
Oh, thank you,
Lee Chappie, there of the 100 LCFC podcast. Just having a chat there.
So that was great being on there live, and well, I've got to say, what pretty much everyone's saying the same thing. Leicester are a cool club to support. It's true, though, isn't it? You know, how else can you say it? The owners look after our city, not just the club, and I think that shines through. You know, we're also quite secretive. In, you know, we're not spoke about a lot in the media compared to the other big boys. Maybe that will change over time. But it was good to chat with the boys on Love Sport Radio again. Okay, guys, thank you for watching the channel and listening to the channel on your podcasting platforms. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on all platforms that you're watching or listening to. Follow us at 100LCFC on Twitter and on Facebook. Give me a follow at Lee_Chappie on Twitter and Instagram. And coming up on the next show, which will be this week as well, we're going to break this into two parts this week because we've got two games, obviously the Luton and the Newcastle at the weekend. Going to get the Magpie channel on. So good talking with Matty Rent from there. He's going to be probably discussing Mike Ashley and moaning about him. I'm sure we can discuss about the Perez signing back, you know, to Leicester and how well he is or not performing. And the predictions of the game coming up on the Sunday with the Magpie channel. So make sure you tune into that one. I'll get that out as soon as it's finished and edited up. Hit the subscribe button. I'll see you on the next show. Cheers, guys.